Marketing has a high cost. Promotion is expensive and much of it can fall on stony ground. Salespeople are expensive, especially if they're talking to the wrong people. It's very easy to cast the marketing net wide, but this means that we waste a very large percentage of our time and resources on stony ground. We avoid this by identifying groups of people who have needs that we believe we can satisfy. Segmentation allows us to serve their needs better and more efficiently. The ideal segment from the customer's point of view is just one person, but this is unrealistic. We have to communicate to broader groups of people, and we need to do so in such a way that it seems personalised and relevant at the receiving end. In order to achieve targeted communications that are effective, we should have someone in mind. One-to-one communications allow us to engage fully, and the more empathetic we can be with customers, the more likely we are to understand their preferences. It is this empathy that underpins the idea of developing personas. A persona is a particular character. It's a description of somebody, not just anybody. It is the image, the face, and the personality of a person. If we can characterize a persona within a group of customers, it becomes easier to target them. Persona development is important in advertising to give a focus to the promotional efforts. With the persona in mind, we know who we're talking to, who we're designing for, and who we want to do business with. Persona development nearly always focuses on the buyer of the product. We can develop personas other than for customers. For example, it may be helpful to build a persona of someone who is an influencer rather than a customer, or even a negative persona, someone we want excluding from targeted communications. The starting point in building a buyer persona is to be very clear about the goal. What is it that we want to sell them? This may lead to a discussion on the composition of the decision-making unit. How are decisions made to buy the product? Which groups of people are involved in the decision-making process? At what stage do these different people get involved? What does each person look for to help them arrive at a decision? And what role do they play in the decision? Who is the key decision-maker? The discussion about the decision-making unit will require hard choices. Just one person will be selected from the number of decision makers and influencers involved. If there are a number of key decision makers, it may mean that two or three personas have to be developed. In building a persona, it's good to use a name and a job title. All this is made up, of course, but it is part of the process of characterizing the person that we expect to find in a segment. A photograph of someone does help. It's now possible to add details on their demographics, their goals and challenges in life, their values and fears, the messages that resonate with them. There's no limit to what could or should be included in the description of the persona. If the persona that's been developed is for targeting breakfast cereals, attributes will be included that would be quite different for someone who buys industrial raw materials. So the list of things that you can think about putting into the persona, as we say, would have include demographics such as age, gender, education, qualifications, salary, marital status, number of children. We might also want to think about what keeps them awake at night, what challenges they have at work, what challenges at home, what ambitions they have in life, what are their guiding values. And we might want to think about things that understand empathy with that person. What model of car do they drive? That says a lot about someone. What music do they listen to? What are their favourite books? Where do they go on holiday? What pets do they own? What's their favourite sport? And then the media that they use. What newspapers are read? What TV programmes do they listen to? What journals are read? What are their favourite websites? What blogs are listened to? And so on. Once the persona has been developed, the real work begins of developing the communication messages. Now, the persona will show the messages and images that grab attention, the messages that resonate and mean something, the words that indicate you speak the same language, the compelling arguments that make someone want to do business with you. Let's think about personas in action. Molson Coors Brewing Company in the UK and Ireland is a distributor of alcoholic and soft drinks to pubs. It places significant importance on the Net Promoter Score, and the Net Promoter Score is driven by achieving a high percentage of customers who give scores of 9 or 10 out of 10 in answer to the question, how likely would you be to recommend Molson Coors on a scale from 0 to 10? The Net Promoter Score is the percentage of people who give a score of 9 or 10 that they are the promoters, minus the percentage you give a score of 6 or less. They are the detractors. And for the purposes of calculation, people who give a score of 7 or 8 are ignored. They're called passives. In order to bring the promoters, the passives and the detractors to life, Molson Coors developed 3 personas. These characterized the promoters, the passives and the detractors by making them specific people. There was promoter Pat, passive Pete, detractor Dave. A poster was made of each person with a summary of their views on Molson Coors and with the background demographic data on their age, their gender and location. The persona crucially built a picture of what type of outlet they represented. For example, it showed the number of suppliers used, the share of business held by Molson Coors, the type of drinks were important in their outlet, and a summary of what the persona judged to be important in improving their experience with Molson Coors. Large posters were made of each of the personas and placed around the office as a constant reminder of what Molson Coors needed to do to improve its Net Promoter Score. And over the period of the campaign, the company's Net Promoter Score rose from plus 25, around 25, to over 60 today, an incredibly high score for any company and helped by the persona development. A couple of things to think about on personas. When developing personas, make it personal. Give the person a name. Imagine what sort of person this is. Their age, where they live, their family background, their aspirations at work, the cars they drive. This person should be as close as possible to the bullseye in the range of people that you target. The persona you've developed is your customer. Consider making a large cutout model of this person. Bring it with you into your marketing meetings. This is your customer and they're listening to what you are saying.